So we're talking about the denim of what is considered to be a break in a seal, in a case where we had gotten to the last, remember, we're on the last perek of what's called Baba Kama in Masechet Kelim, just like Nezikin, Masechet Nezikin is comprised of three parts, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Bas. So the first 10 prokim of Masechet Kelim are about the special dinim of Klicheres. So we were talking about Mukav Tzomit Basil, and what types of Kelim are considered to be Mukav Tzomit Basil, to be able to protect, and the difference between the dinim of a Klicheres, Legabi Mukav Tzomit Basil, when it comes to having other Kelim inside that are Klishetef, and the type of things that are Mukav Tzomit Basil, such as Kli Avonim, which are Bechlal not Mekabel Tumah, where we don't have the Gezerah of Beit Shammai that Beis Hillel was Mekabel at the end, do not protect Kli Shetef. Those Kelim actually do protect Kli Shetef. Now we finally get to the issue of what constitutes a proper closure for, we talked about what constitutes a break in a closure, but what constitutes a proper closure to be considered? So we had started talking about aluminum foil yesterday and whether that's considered to be a proper closure. And we even brought a raya to the Groz Pshat yesterday and how he understands the Pasuk. Today we go on and talk about stoppers that are not typical stoppers. So let's say you have a ball, a kadur, or a pakat shel gemi. So you take a ball, and the balls in those days were made, today also, but now they're fused to such an extent that it's a solid thing. But there you had like material that you made into a ball, or you took a bunch of reeds and you made them into a ball. You put them over the mouth of your barrel. And that should be your stopper, which you want to use to prevent tumah from getting in. So, in this case, even though all the other cases where we're talking about the sroda and the plates and so on and so forth, you only needed to glue it on the edges. But over here, it's not going to help because it's considered to be porous, and therefore it is open to the Ohel HaMeit. It's not airproof. And because of that, you would have to be mimareach milamalam lamata. You'd have to put on the plaster underneath, on the sides, on top. That's considered to be a tzomit basil. The same thing would be if you tried to put a piece of cloth and you took a matlit shel beged. That's not considered to be a real closure. It's open to the air. It's completely porous to the air. Because of that, only if you actually put the plaster, the glue all around, not just on the sides. But how about if you have something like paper or leather, which is not porous? Okay, so over there, you tied it, you took a piece of paper, you took a string, and you bent the paper over, you tied the string tightly, or you tied the leather tightly. Also, a tied string is not considered to be a tzomit pasul. You would need to use glue, or a mericha of some kind. So, imirach minat stadim, and you plastered it just from the sides. You didn't plaster it over the top. You don't have to plaster over the top, because paper or leather is not porous, and it's not itself shaykh to kapalas tumah. So memela, you would not have to do more than plastering it, so it should be closed tight, which means only around the edges. Now the halakha mishnah, hey. Now, the question is, it says in the pasuk, tzamit patil alav, mashma, that the closure has to be on top. Does it really have to be on top? That's the question. So let's imagine a case where you seal a cover by putting glue all around the rim under the cover. Then you put the cover down so that now it's perfectly sealed. You got silicon all around the edge, but the silicon doesn't come around the top. Is that considered to be tzamit patil alav? Turns out that that's a machloket, because we have a case of a chavit shenitkapla. So over here you have the piece of actual cheres got peeled away, but remember that they used these resins to be waterproof. So it's like a plastic that was inside. That is still there. That hasn't been affected. V'chein kivotim shomurias shigivatan imasafa. Also, let's say you've got these big jugs that you use for murias. Murias was the salt that comes out of fish. So it's called fish brine. And that was very popular at the time as a dip. And you seal them underneath. It's on the rim, but it's underneath. It doesn't extend afterwards. Ima Safa. So over here you've got this zefet from underneath, or you've got you put down this gypsum stuff, gefet. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's not considered to be hatzalah. Why? Because the Torah says alav, tzamit patzil, alav. How is this alav by any stretch of the imagination? It's not on top. So even though it may be a seal, but it doesn't follow the rules. The Chachamim Omrim, the Torah is not insisting it has to be on top. It means that it has to be on top of the airspace. It doesn't mean it has to be on top of the cover. And therefore, Chachamim Omrim Matzilin, so it doesn't have to go all around the outside so that you should see it from the outside. Next, Helek and Mishnah Vav. Chavid Shenikva, is a Tamua Shemarim. So suppose there was a hole. And if there's a hole, then obviously the tumah is going to be able to come in, and that's not called a case of a tzamit pasil because the kli is broken. But in this case, the shmarim of the wine, the sediments of the wine, were so thick that they completely sealed the hole. So now it's waterproof. The din is, Rabbi Barnea is showing us in his neighborhood a garum used for fish brine. And he just sent it. Did he send it to everybody or did only I get it? Everybody got it. Beautiful. Thank you so much. By the way, we were all waiting for those delicious kotavot yesterday, of which we got nothing. I'm assuming that you finished them all yourself. Okay. So next time, Imir Tashem. And it's all sealed up with sediments. That is good. You don't have to have any other type of glue on top of that. That's considered to be an actual stima. And that's considered to be an actual stima. And there, too, note that it's only a stima from inside, because obviously the sediments are inside. They're not going over the edge. So many learned, the Rav learns, that this is only going according to the Shita of the Chachomim, because Gliba de Rabbi Yehuda, this wouldn't be true, since I don't see the stima. Now, suppose what you did is you took an actual piece of a stick from the vine and you plugged the hole with the stick and you pushed it in tight. So the din over there is that it is not considered to be a stima, and that is requires glue. So you would need to be memareach minat stadim. What's more, if you took two sticks from the vine, you plug them into the hole, then even if you did it minat stadim, it would be good enough. Because there's too much leakage to allow the tumah in the area between the two sticks. So over there, you would have to be memareach not only minat stadim, you'd have to be memareach between each zmora and an adjacent zmora. So it doesn't matter if you've got things in that hole, as long as you have solid glue or plaster that is all around everything else that you've got. Now, suppose you take a board and you put it on top of an oven. So you take a meser, straight board. You put it on top of a tanur. So then if you put your glue or your plaster around all of the edges, so then that would be good. Why? Because it's not mekabel tuma. Remember that kliates that are pshutim are not mekabel tuma. And it becomes a good sealant, but of course, only if it's a real sealant. It has to be an airproof sealant. So you'd have to glue it around its bottom where it's over the oven. Now, suppose you put two boards, because one of them wasn't wide enough to cover the whole opening. So you put two boards, one next to the other. You could use that, but you would certainly have to glue the two boards together. So over there, you'd have to be memareach, not only minat stadim, where they come to the top of the barrel. You'd also have to be memareach between them. And, oh, by the way, when we say memareach, if you put between them, you stuck them together with sinim or shugmin. The sinim and shugmin are types of glue that they used to use. One where, like, they would use sticky wood shavings from plants, low-lying plants, very milky and sticky, or of reeds. That's a glue. So if they're glued, they don't have, when we talk about memareach, doesn't mean it needs to be literally tit. You can use glue also. But as long as the glue is good and is enough to hold them together, so then that would be fine. So then, eino tzarich memareach mina emtza. We're not saying you need mericha dafka, because that's like a plywood, basically, that you make. Okay, now continues the Helek Mishnah. So we've been talking about over here the idea up until now of the matzil with some meat pasil. However, of course, remember that there is a completely different din of matzil, which is a din of an ohel mamish. Now, if you've got a kli can never be an ohel for the simple reason that a kli is mekabel tumah. So if it's mekabel tumah, the rule is that kol davar shemekabel tumah eino chotzeitz bifnei tumah. So if you try to put something that itself is mekabel tumah to create an ohel, very simple example of that would be if there's a mace in a lower story where there's an upper story that you get up to with one of those attic stairs. So you took, let's say, a box, you put it on top of the stairs to prevent the tumah from coming from the lower story to the upper story. It's not going to do you any good because the box, unless it's big enough to be arboim sah, is mekabel tumah. The case that we spoke about before, we were talking about wood that was flat, but it wasn't a base kibble. You take a box, it's not going to help. But if you have a kli that does not have a din of a kli, what would that be? For instance, suppose you take a brand new tanur. Now, remember that we learned before that until you heat the tanur to the point that you can make the sufganiyot, bake the sufganiyot, which is a lower temperature than the full-scale heating up the tanur, it's not considered to be gemar kli. That we had way back at the beginning of the second, right? So now it would be theoretically possible to use a tanur as a protection, not because it's samit pasil, but because it's in a separate oil. And remember, oil consists of one tefach by a tefach by a tefach, and that would be sufficient. Now, suppose, take a case where you've got this tanur yashan. The only reason we care how old it is because if it's old, then that means it was already roy to be mekabel tumah. So you have a tanur yashan, which does have a din of a kli, and therefore it's not chetzis b'nei tumah, we become mekabel tumah in an oil ames, and it's inside of a brand new oven that was never heated, which does not have a din of a kli, and therefore could be chetzis b'oil ames. So you put this tanur yashan inside the chadash, and then you have a srida apia yashan. So remember, srida is not mekabel tumah. The srida was that flat thing that was made out of cheres, but since it's completely flat without a bed kibul, it's used usually just for kneading on or something like that. It's not going to be mekabel tumah because it's pshutekli cheres, not mekabel tumah. You put the srida on top of the older oven. Now, the question is like this. What would happen over here if you would take that older oven and smash it somehow? Let's say sans the older oven. What would happen to the srida? So if I took away that older oven, the srida would simply fall to the ground. Then that means that the only thing that's holding up that srida is a kli, which is mekabel tumah. That is to say, the tanur hayashan. This is the kind of situation that we have a big problem with on Sukkos. We're over there, we're not allowed to use something that's mekabel tumah for schach. So the question is, if something is only ma'amid, the schach, but the schach can only be omeid because it's on something, it's mekabel tumah, so then we look at it as if the entire thing is a davar mekabel tumah. Now, the same thing is true over here. Since what you want to do is to use the srida as the top of this oil, to be chotzeitz in the oil ames, if the srida itself is only held up in its position because underneath it there's this old oven, and it's the thing that's on top of the new oven, but it's not supported by the new oven, and the moment you would take away the old oven, the srida would fall in, then the srida is considered to be mekabel tumah itself in the sense that it's ne'emad with the old oven, which is mekabel tumah. Because of that, the whole thing doesn't work because you're trying to be chayetz b'fnei atumah, utilizing the old oven to support something that's going to stand in the way of the tumah, and that is not good. Hakol tamei, that would mean that everything inside the new oven is tamei, because it's all being supported by a kli, which is mekabel tumah. And if you have an oil that's supported by a kli that's mekabel tumah, it is not chotzeitz b'fnei atumah. But if the srida would not fall in, so meaning that it's not being held up by the old oven, it's being held up by the new oven on the outside, so then everything inside, hakol tohar, everything is protected because it's considered to be inside of a separate ohel. Now suppose you take the new oven, which is the one that can be chotzis b'fnei atumah, you put it inside a larger oven that is mekabel tumah, the old oven, And then, in this case, you put the Srida. Remember, the Srida is not Mekabel Tuma on its own because it's flat. You put it on top of the old oven. So there, for sure, the Srida is basically Ne'emad by an old oven, which is Mekabel Tuma. In this case, if you don't have a Poteach Tefach between the new Tanur and the Srida on top of it, so in Ein Beina Chadash La Srida, Poteach Tefach, which is the shiur of a separate Rishus to be an Oyel, then the halacha is that everything is tohar inside of the Tanur HaChadash. Why? Because even though in this case I'm holding up the Srida by the old oven, which is Mekabel Tuma, the din would be that if I took a, what would happen if we smashed the old oven, which is on the outside? That Srida would fall less than a Tefach to now be on top of the new oven, which is inside, right? So then what that means is that really the Srida's presence over the Ohel, it's the same Ohel, because it's less than a Poteach Tefach, is not dependent on the old oven. Because even if the old oven weren't there, the Srida would be on top of the new oven. So because of that, since it's within the same Ohel, it's within a shear of Poteach Tefach, so then it acts like it's its own its own Ohel, and it, we don't care about the fact that it's being supported by a Dover. Right now, it happens to be supported by a Dover that's Mekabel Tuma, but it wouldn't matter, because even if it fell, it would still be a perfectly good Ohel. And now, to conclude, Boba Kama, we have Mishnah Chet. So now we're going to be talking about the dinim that we spoke about earlier in a different context, and we want to talk about a combination of halachas. It's a very fascinating Mishnah. Because remember, we have a din that if something is made both for Ochlin and for Mashkin, so vis-a-vis Ochlin, what would be the din that would be change it from having a din of a kli? A motzi zayit. Or even if you were miyachid it for other things, motzi rimon, whatever. What would be the shir legabi bitul of the kli for Mashkin? Koines Mashkin, which is much tinier. So which one do we go according to? So the Mishnah said earlier that we are machmir to treat it, that it is, if it's a chumra, then we're machmir in either direction, whatever the chumra is. Now this Mishnah gives us examples of how we could treat something vis-a-vis one din, l'chumra, to view it as a kli, and therefore to say we need a shear of an olive, and how we could be machmir on the same kli, but vis-a-vis another halacha, to treat it as a kones mashka, to make it not a kli. Fascinating. So here's the idea. We've got over here a bunch of containers that are stacked one inside the other. So lefasim, so we've got these containers, zu betoch zu, and they're stacked inside. So then that means that the one that is most inside, obviously, is the smallest, and the one outside is the biggest. But when they're stacked, all of the tops come up to the same level. So siftoteyem shavot, they're all the same. So let's imagine a case like this. A dead sheretz is to be found in the top one, which is the one that's most inside of all the other ones. Or a sheretz is in the outside one, which is the lowest one, o betachtonah. The din is that only the pot that actually has the sheretz in it is considered to be tahor, but is tameh, but all of the other pots are tahor. Why is this? Because the pot that has the sheretz in it becomes tameh because we have a sheretz in its avir. However, all the other pots are, the sheretz to them is in a toch tocho. And a toch tocho, we're talking about all of these pots are shalim. So a toch tocho, of course, is not going to be mekabel tuma and not going to allow tuma out. So only the very pot that has the sheretz in it is tummy. Now, suppose there were holes, little holes, holes of kones mashka in each one of these containers. And these containers were meant to be used both for Ochlin and for Mashkin, and therefore they suddenly serve to illustrate for us a situation where something can be both a kli and not a kli at the same time. Now, There can't be both a kli and not a kli at the same time for the same halacha, because that would be tarte de sasre. So that's ridiculous. But they can be a kli vis-a-vis one halacha and not a kli vis-a-vis another halacha. So here we have an interesting situation. Imagine that all of these containers had a little hole that was big enough for kones mashke, but did not have a hole to take out a zayit. If the sheretz is in the inside pot, which is the one all the way on the top, all of them are tameh, right? Why are all of them tameh? Because since we're going to go to chumrah, we're going to consider the one that has a kones mashke hole in it to not be a kli, l'chumrah. So if it's not a kli, it's not going to be a toch tocho. Masha enkein, the one, however, that has it in it, is always going to be, machmir, that it itself should be a kli to be mittame. So if it's in the inside pot, so then we'll say every single one is tame, because we view every single one to be a kli for itself, and therefore it's still bekabel tuma. But we view every single one not to be a kli vis-a-vis the other kelim to provide a toch tocho. So it's not a toch tocho, and therefore each one, we break the kli that's inside of it, so it's not toch tocho. So now the sheretz is in that one. Then we virtually break the next one to allow the sheretz to be in the one beyond it, and so on. So for its own din, it's considered to be a kli, and therefore it was mekabel tuma. But legabi shielding the one next to it from the din of toch tocho, we view it as not being a kli, and therefore it's broken, and each one therefore is mekabel tuma beautifully from the one that's inside, because it's the only kli for its own purposes. Suppose the sheretz is in the outside pot, so that's in the tachtona, the one that's lying at the bottom. So then it's the one that is tamei, whereas all of the other kelim are not considered to be tamei, because if we're going to treat those pots as kelim, so then they can't become tamei, right? Because a kli is not mekabel tuma from the avir of a kli cheres. So there's no way that we could do it. If they are kelim, so then there are kelim that are kli cheres that can't become tamei from the outside. So the question is, what would be the din if there was food in them or something, right? So if there was food in them, so then we could say that vis-a-vis the din of the food, it would be, the chumra would be to say that the pots inside are not considered to be kalim. And since they're not considered to be kalim, the food would not be inside a toch tocho. So then it would become tameh, because if you don't have the monofshach, if it is a kli, it's not a kabel tum, and if it's not a kli, you don't have that. So for the oichlin umashkin, the din would be over here that they do become tameh. Now here is a beautiful chap, which is the Rosh's chap. What would be the halacha if there were mashkin inside of these kelim? So if we're going to be machmir on the kli to say that it does not have a din of toch tocho, okay, would the mashkin be able to be chayzer and be metame because of the gzeira derabbanan that mashkin be chayzer and metamim kelim? No. Why not? Because in this case, you would then have a contradiction of tarte de sasre about the din of the pot itself, you see? Because then you'd be saying, well, we're going to treat it as if it would be able to be mekabel tuma. But then if you're treating it as if it would be able to be mekabel tuma, then you can't at the same time say that the mashkin was inside of a kli, of a non-kli that was mekabel tuma to be able to mevitame the kli, because it would be the same halacha. Because of that, says the Rosh, in this case would be a fascinating case. Mashkin would be tmeim, but they would not be chayzerin to be mevitame the kli. Okay, getting back to our first case. There's no hole. Okay, now, the first case, however, was not just that there was no hole, but that the top of the rims of all of these stacked containers was at the same level. But suppose they're not at the same level. Suppose, actually, the sheretz is in the inside pot, which is all the way on the top. And the outside pot, I shouldn't say pot, the outside container sticks up above and beyond the other ones. So what happens over there? So then the inside pot that has the sheretz in it, we're machmir on, to give it the din of a kli, therefore it's a mekabel tuma, so it would be tamei, and the tachtona, which is sticking up outside, is also tamei. So the inside one is tabe mikarabdin. Obviously, it doesn't have a hole in it. It has a sheretz in it. Fine. The others are not tame because it would be toch tocho because there's no hole. But the outside one is, because since it is goes up around the outside, so then that means that its avir is also part of the avir of the inside one. But all the ones in the middle are tohar. Now, how about if there was mashkin in the middle pots? Suppose the sheretz, again, was in the upper pot, be'el yonah, which is the one in the most inside. And the same case, the tachtona sticks up above the other ones. Any pot that has some liquid in it is also tame, because we consider the avir of the inner pots to be part of the avir of the outer pot. And therefore, even though the pots themselves would not be mekabel tuma, because a kli cheres can't be metame kelim, but if there was mashka tofeach, the mashka would indeed be tame. Okay, gentlemen, hadran aloch babakama, bali neder.